Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 10th of July 2025. Today's topic is Reality of the Rapture. Our text today is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 13 through 18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Our memory verse is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, 1834-1892, advised about rapture when he said, "Oh, beloved, let us try every morning to get up as if that were the morning in which Christ would come." Rapture, the catching away of the saints, is going to be the next greatest event that will shock, shake, and shame mockers of the gospel in the whole world. It will happen suddenly and unannounced. The signs of Christ's second coming, such as earthquakes in diverse places, famine, strange diseases, wars, and other disasters. Matthew chapter 24 verse 7 are the reality in our world today. Repentance is the primary criterion for any believer to be raptured. As a youth, you must not stay back with a multitude on the broad way. If you are already in the sheepfold, the narrow way, don't stray away from the fold, or envy those in the broad way, partaking in sinful pleasures. Remember, Exodus chapter 23 verse 2 says, "Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil." Dear friend, heaven is real and hell is real. Live holy daily to make the rapture. Quote for the day: repentance is the primary criterion. The challenge for today is: missing the rapture is a thing of great regret. Prayer. Lord, help me to be prepared for the rapture. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.